Yeah, yeah, yeah. जयद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जयं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य श्रोतशत श्री जुवेन्द्र शिष्य भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य श्रोतशत श्री जुवेन्द्र भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की गंधरा श्रीमद्भागवतम की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। हरे कृष्ण। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 15।
व्हाट्स द चैप्टर टाइटल
सुरभि?
What's the chapter title?
Chapter title, Instructions for Civilized Human Beings. And today's verse, verse number 58. Abhaditopihya abhaso यता वस्तुतया स्मृतः दुर्गतत्वात् ऐन्द्रियकम् आम् ऐन्द्रियकम् तद्वत् अर्थविकल्पितम् आभासो यता वस्तुतया स्मृतः दुर्गतत्वात् ऐन्द्रियकम् तद्वदर्थविकल्पितम् आबाधितोऽपि अस्य आभासो यता वस्तुतया स्मृतः दुर्गतत्वात् ऐन्द्रियकम् तद्वदर्थविकल्पितम्। अबाधितोऽपि आभासो तत्त्वतर्थविकल्पितम् आबाधितोऽपि आभासो यता वस्तुतया स्मृतः दुर्गः तत्त्वादैन्द्रियकम् तत् अर्थाविकल्पितम्। वैष्णवी आभातितोऽपि आभासो यता वस्तुतया स्मृतः दुर्गतत्वादैन्द्रियकम् तद्वदर्थविकल्पितम् abhatitohyabhaso yata vastutaya smritaha dubhatatvad aindriyakam tadvadarta vikalpitam abhadito bhyabhaso yata vastutaya smritaha durghatvatvad aindriyakam tadvadarta vikalpitam abhaditaha rejected api although he certainly abhasaha a reflection yatha as vastutaya a form of reality smritaha accepted durgatatvat because of being very difficult to being very difficult prove the reality aindriyakam knowledge derived from the senses tadvat similarly artha reality vikalpitam speculated or doubtful translation and purport by history and grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki translation although one may consider the reflection of the sun from a mirror to be false it has its factual existence accordingly to prove by speculative knowledge that there is no reality would be extremely difficult purport the impersonalist try to prove that the varieties in the vision of the empiric philosophers are false the impersonalist philosophy vivartavada generally cites the acceptance of a rope to be a snake as an example of this fact according to this example the varieties within our vision are false just as a rope seen to be a snake is false the vaishnavas say however that although the idea that the rope is a snake is false the snake is not false one has experience of a snake in reality and therefore he knows that although the representation of the rope as a snake is false or illusory there is no snake in reality similarly this world which is full of varieties is not false it is a reflection of the reality in the Vaikuntha world the spiritual world the reflection of the sun from a mirror is nothing but light within darkness thus although it is not exactly sunlight without the sunlight the reflection would be impossible similarly the varieties of this world would be impossible unless there were a real prototype in the spiritual world the mayavadi philosopher cannot understand this but a real philosopher must be convinced that light is not possible at all without a background of sunlight thus the jugglery of words used by the mayavada philosopher to prove that this material world is false may amaze inexperienced children but a man with full knowledge knows perfectly well that there cannot be any existence without Krishna therefore a Vaishnava insists on the platform of somehow or other accepting Krishna tasmat kenapya upayena mana krishne niveshayet when we raise our unmixed faith to the lotus feet of Krishna everything is revealed Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita 7.1 maya sakta manapartha yogam yunjan madashraya asamshayam samagramyam yata jnyasasi tat shrunu now here O son of Pruta Arjuna how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me with mind attached to me you can know me in full free from doubt
Simply by raising one's staunch faith in Krishna and his instructions, one can understand reality without a doubt. Asamshayam samagrammam. One can understand how Krishna's material and spiritual energies are working and how he is present everywhere, although everything is not him. This philosophy of Achintya Bheda, inconceivable oneness and difference, is the perfect philosophy enunciated by the Vaishnavas. Everything is an emanation from Krishna. But it is not that everything must therefore be worshipped. Speculative knowledge cannot give us reality as it is, but will continue to be nefariously imperfect. Nefariously imperfect. So-called scientists try to prove that there is no God and that everything is happening because of the laws of nature. But this is imperfect knowledge, because nothing can work unless directed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita 9:10 by the Lord Himself. Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetu nanena kaunteya jagat viparivartite. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and non-moving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya gives this note. Durga tattvad artatvena parameshvare naiva kalpitam. The background of everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. This can be understood by a Mahatma who is perfect in knowledge. Such a Mahatma is rarely seen. Very nice purport.
Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Silakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Do you remember anything from the purport or translation? What struck you in the translation or purport? Very good, very good. Any other points you remember from the purport? Not exactly like she just told the from the purport, but any point? That's fine, that's okay. In the translation, for the children, mother shows in the mirror, you know, see the moon, see the moon. And sometimes when you go pass by any lake or water pond, you can see the reflection of the moon. Next time see it, it's so nice, beautiful to see reflection of moon and stars in a water. But when we see that reflection, what is reflection? Reflection is a Because there is one reality, original object, and that is reflecting in the either water or oil or different mediums. But reflection is there only because there is object which is real. Without something is substantial, is present, there won't be any reflection. If something is exists like that, it, you can take it like a ghost. But in this verse clearly mentioned, although one may consider the reflection of the sun from a mirror to be false, it has its factual existence. Where else in the scriptures it explained about the reflection? Can you think of anywhere? Okay, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, yeah. What was the concept explained in that chapter? Banyan tree, yeah, Ashwattham. So, spiritual world is factual. The reflection is material world. And the roots are upside down. For the Ashwattha tree, in the material world, roots are upwards and the branches are downwards. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada, as you pointed, Mayavadi philosophers, they may word juggler. Have you ever heard or come across any Mayavadi? Mm-hmm. Better you don't come across them. It's so bewildering. Oh, Saturday, you went to Shiva Vishnu temple there. Oh, okay. I come across one person, but not directly in his teachings. So just before coming in association of devotees, I was very much inclined about spiritual paths. So I was taking shelter of Google Guru, searching about different paths, and finally came to one Telugu pravachan. There's one famous person. He is like a Kichdi person. So whatever he speaks, he glorifies that person. He never comes to one conclusion, and he doesn't have one object of worship. So in that he was quoting one Mayavadi Rishi. He was telling, oh, this so-and-so great saint Mayavadi Rishi. He didn't say Mayavadi, but I'm just adding Mayavadi behind. He's telling, he's such an exalted person. One time he was having food in someone's house. There he liked one preparation. So he told the person, I like this one very much. So immediately he realized, as a sannyasi, he should not inclined to one particular taste. So immediately what he did, he fasted for 7 days, and every day he was washing his tongue with Gomutra and Gomodika, means with cow dung and cow urine, just to get rid of that inclination for one particular taste. Because for them, they don't see any separation. They don't want to variety. They don't want any variety. For them, Brahma Satya, Jagan Mithya. So all the taste they experience in this material world is also Mithya. And what they generally do, they mix all the sabji, all the dal, rice, pakoda, puri, chutney. See, even explaining, our face expression change. And they mix everything together and they eat. Because they don't want any particular taste. But we'll invite them to our temple. We'll give everything profound. Our way is to experience everything. Because everything we see in relation to Krishna. Everything in relation to Krishna. But for a
person who doesn't have proper understanding, proper knowledge, a childlike person hears their philosophy, hears their words, I think, oh, such an exalted person. I was thinking the same way when I heard first time, oh, such a nice person, he doesn't have any attachment to material things. And they say everything is equal. But the problem with them is like, in discriminating the things which exist in the material world. It's like an allegorical story. As one person, he lost his valuable golden ring on the shore of seashore. So he went on searching for that, a small stone. So while searching for that, what he did, he was picking each stone, examining and throwing in the water. He's picking one stone, examining, he said it's not the one, throwing. Picking, examining, throwing. Finally, he came to a point, he got his, what he lost, the diamond stone. And he picked with his habit, he examined, he said it's not true. So similarly, this Maya or the impersonalists, they try to compare Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya, all the material objects, they think, oh, this is not Brahman, this is not, this is not, this is not. And they pick everything. Finally, they came to the Lord, His holy name, His qualities. They also think, oh, this is not true. For them, even the qualities of the Supreme Lord are Mithya. So that's what in the Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada very nicely explained that their philosophy for childlike people may be very, very good, but not for one in the knowledge. So the example given in the purport is, what's the example? Snake and the rope. Snake and the rope. Have you ever seen a snake, real snake? Not in the zoo, but outside, in someone's house or somewhere. Yeah, it looks same. In my village, we always get snakes in rainy season. Just before rain starts, transition between summer and rain. Mostly they look exactly like ropes. But rope, we when we see a rope, we feel like snake, or when you see a snake, you feel that this is a rope. But in reality, both exist. Rope exists and the snake exists. But one feels that snake is a rope or rope is a snake because of, it depends on his knowledge and depends on how much illusioned he may be. In the first paragraph, Srila Prabhupada writes, similarly, this world, which is full of varieties, is not false. It is a reflection of the reality in the Vaikuntha world, the spiritual world. What are the things exist in this world? We, as a living entity, with different bodies, and relationship between those different bodies and everything else, correct? All the work we do, all the endeavors we do, all the tastes we experience in this world, all the emotions we experience in this world, are the real or false? Real, yeah. The pain you experience is real. Correct. The emotions we experience, they are real. The relations we experience, they are real. Why they are real? Because yeah, you can feel it and see it, and ultimately they exist in the spiritual world. Because those exist in the spiritual world, in the material world, they are reflection. And the reflection is subjective, correct? Reflection is subjective, because if there is a light, you can see the reflection. And where it reflects also matters. Sometimes it may reflect in the water, sometimes... Have you ever tried to dance with your shadow? As a child we used to do that. On the full moon day, go out and dance with the friends. But as soon as you come out of the light, your reflection doesn't exist. Correct? In the material world, all those factual things we think they are real, but they are temporary. Temporary because as long as the material manifestation exists, all those things exist. As long as the material body exists, all the relationships will exist. As long as the spirit soul is present in the body, all the emotions one experiences. But once spirit soul moved out of the body, all the material relationships, material emotions, everything lose their reality. Correct? Yeah? Okay, good. But to come to this understanding, one takes millions and millions of lifetimes. Then one will inquire who I am actually. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, through his books, we can immediately understand the difference between material and spiritual, the soul and the super soul, and the Bhagavan. So that's why in the next paragraph, Srila Prabhupada explained what is the way for a person to understand this difference. What is the way? How a person can understand this difference? What is the way? Yes, exactly. So that's why Srila Prabhupada quoted a verse from Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, verse number 1. Maya sakta manaparta yogam yunjin madashaya asamsrayam samagramya etagnyasyasi tat shrunu. Shrunu means hear. By hearing, one will understand. So otherwise, there is no alternative, there is no way. But hearing from whom? Yeah, bona fide spiritual master coming in parampara system. Otherwise, there are so many things to hear. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami tells, Shrotavyadini Rajendra Nunam Shanti Sahasrasa. They have so many things to hear. Footy commentary, cricket commentary, or news, or so many things are there in this world to hear. And everybody, they put their videos on Instagram or the Spotify or some kind of... Yes, they think, yeah, I know a little bit, I'll speak. But all that speaking is nonsense. But only speaking about the reality that is Supreme Lord is required. And that only elevates one to material consciousness, to spiritual consciousness. And we also have to be, as a devotee, we have to be very mindful from whom we hear really matters. And especially when we are developing our faith, when we are constructing our faith is not very strong. Isn't it? Why it is not very strong?
Sometimes you can change it.
Yeah, we are tend to be influenced by others and material modes, and we are sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes up in our sadhana, in our relationship with the Lord, and since still we have material conception of life. So our faith is very, very, it's like a newly growing bird. Have you ever touched a newly growing leaf? They're very soft. And you try to put little bit pressure, they'll just smash the trample. Similarly, our faith is like that, just growing. If anything hard happens in our life, immediately rubbed. What is that hard thing? Any hardships come in our life, any breakups happen in our life, or if somebody strongly preached against what we are following, and that trample. That's in the beginning stage, that is called Kanishtha Adhikari. So then, by reading Srila Prabhupada books and hearing from bona fide authorities, we develop our faith. And in that stage, our faith is based on scriptures, based on teachings we received from our spiritual master. So in that stage, our little bird matured a bit. So in that stage, we discriminate based on the scriptural understanding. If anybody speaks against Krishna conscious philosophy, or if somebody is in the garb of devotee, maybe trying to speak against the principles of bhakti, deviating from Srila Prabhupada teachings, immediately we identify, yeah, Srila Prabhupada didn't mention in the books. So that's why reading Srila Prabhupada books is very, very important. Hearing, yes, hearing is the process, but our hearing should start from Srila Prabhupada in the form of books. Srila Prabhupada purports are non-different from hearing Srila Prabhupada directly. Do you agree? Yeah? Yeah. Because they are the words coming from Srila Prabhupada. And even if you have to think very deeply, Srila Prabhupada dictated them. They are the words of Srila Prabhupada transcripted. So our faith must be based on Srila Prabhupada purports and his books, teachings. And from there, when we hear somebody speaking, someone's lecture, so we have a reference point to check. Otherwise, what happens if we did not read Srila Prabhupada books? We heard somebody saying something. So immediately, because our base is not on the purports of Srila Prabhupada, whoever speaks attractively, and we will just follow them. So our comparison is always with Srila Prabhupada purports. So that's the hearing. And from there, our faith will go deeper and deeper and deeper by the mercy of... It's a reciprocation. The more we try to go closer to Krishna, and he gives further faith, further faith, further faith. And what is the ultimatum of faith? What is the highest, what is the border of faith? How a person should be in the highest faith? Yeah, Shraddha, that is faith. What is that? Yeah, complete surrender. Patience. Yeah. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu says, Shraddha Shadbi Vishwasha Sudhrida Nishaya Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Kurtahai. So just by rendering devotional service to the Lord, all other obligations, everything is taken care. So that's the highest faith. Means one is firmly convinced that my only duty in this material world is rendering devotional service to the Lord. So there is no other work for me. So that is the limit we want to go. At the moment, we are in between the two worlds, as Burijan Prabhu was mentioning in the retreat. We are between the two worlds. One leg is in the material world, one leg in the spiritual world. We are thinking, should I go or should I wait? Should I go or should I wait? But we want to completely lift our leg, not immediately, but that's our process. That's what we want to achieve. So by end of our life, we should come to that stage that I don't have any other responsibility, any other thing in this world, no name, no fame, nothing. I don't want. I want only Krishna. Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitamva jagadesha kamaya mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhakti rahituki. We want ahaituki bhakti, not temporary bhakti. Ahaituki, not interrupted by anything. So that's what we should try to achieve. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned that simply by raising one's staunch faith in Krishna and his instructions, one can understand reality without a doubt. So this is the way. We have to hear Krishna's instructions and follow them. And with staunch faith. Staunch faith. And then, asamshayam samagrahmam. Asamshayam means free from doubt. There is no doubt. And later, Prabhupada explained in that purport that this philosophy, because everything is emanation from Krishna. Everything is emanating from Krishna. Everything is energy. But he is simultaneously present and not present also. That's so tricky. In the Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter also, Krishna says, you know, I am present in everyone. I am present everywhere. But in the next verse immediately says, I am not there. So that's the achintya bheda bheda tattva. How can we understand that? How can we understand that Krishna is present and not present? Yeah. Yeah, as an expansion is present, like a moon or the sun, the reflection may be in different reservoirs of oil or water, and it's reflected everywhere. But the sun or moon originally present, it's in its place, but as a reflection, it's also present everywhere. In Brahma Samhita, Brahmaji says, Goloka eva nivasati akilatma bhuta. So a Lord is present in Goloka and he is present everywhere. That's his inconceivable potency, achintya. Achintya means inconceivable. What is inconceivable means? His power is inconceivable. Can you give any example of inconceivable in material or what we see regularly, that we cannot understand but things happen? Yeah, that's spiritual. Yeah, food you eat, how it digested, we doesn't know. How things are extracted from the food, correct? Different minerals and vitamins extracted from the food, correct? Any other thing? Huh? Exactly. Huh. You are breathing oxygen supplied through the lungs, from there supplied through blood and supplied through different organs. Correct? Inconceivable, although it's happening in our body. Scientists may give different reasons. I was thinking, we feed cows grass. We don't feed milk. But cow takes grass and converts that to milk, nutrients. That's inconceivable process. We doesn't know. And same thing, mother eats and the baby gets all the nourishment and all the bodily parts. And as soon as the baby comes out, milk produced from the mother. It's inconceivable. And that means we cannot understand with our material knowledge. Yes? And Krishna's simultaneously presenting everywhere and not presenting, that's inconceivable. Achintya. And what is the ultimate achintya bheda bheda tattva? What is that simultaneously oneness and difference between everything? Yeah, Krishna is unlimited and we are limited. Yeah, we are part of the God, but we are not God. Our qualities are same, but the quantity of those qualities are different. And Prabhupada gives famous examples. Anybody remember those examples? Gold ring and the gold mine. Gold ring has tiny gold in it, but the gold mine has unlimited gold. But the quality wise, both are gold. Salt water in a drop of ocean and the ocean being water. So both are salty in nature. NaCl, sodium chloride, both has, but the amount of salt present in a drop of water and the amount of salt present in the ocean are different. That's the simultaneous one and different. But the Mayavadi impersonalists, they cannot conceive this. They think both are equal qualities, I am also same. That's why in purport Prabhupada is saying, everything is emanation from Krishna, but it is not that everything must therefore be worshipped. Yes, everything is emanation from Krishna. But Krishna as a separate person is worshipable. So the deity, although made up of material ingredients, but they are not to be considered as material. So they are separate. And sometimes one of my colleagues, when I was working, he used to say, he is the follower of one Murti. So he was telling, no, we worship Lord everywhere. We see Lord everywhere. I used to tell him, yeah, he is present. If you see everywhere, why can't he present in the temple? Why can't he present in the Murti form, as deity form? You come and worship there only. We see this kind of conception in India. People have inbuilt impersonal conception, even for us. So there is a tinge of impersonal conception. And what to speak of non-devotees, those who doesn't practice, it's very, very deep in them. Sometimes we see, just to give an example, in villages and other places, people are very lazy to go to temple, stop and go and pray. They are very lazy. When they are going on a bike or scooter, they do haran and they do something like that. Have you seen? And people do that. And I noticed one time in our village, they call Polimera, means it's an entrance. There is one stone. This person kept like a deity. And somebody passing by, they thought, okay, this may be some Grama Devata. Grama Devata means the, how do you say in English? Kind of demigod, but they are the protectors of the village. Protectors of the village. So somebody thought they are the protector of village, that stone, and they started putting turmeric and kumkum on it. And seeing that, everyone started putting turmeric and kumkum on it. And after a few months, there was a temple for that stone. So people doesn't know what to worship, what not to worship. But the deity form, which is carved in the temple, they are not like a normal stone. They exactly carved according to the descriptions given in the scriptures. Like say for example, Radha Vallabha's deity. In the Brahma Samhita there was a verse. What is that? Shyamam Tribanga Lalitam Niyata Prakasham. Shyamam Tribanga Lalitam. So it is a three-bend curved Lalitam, very like a creeper. Niyata Prakasham. That's how it's firm. So there are many qualities and many descriptions given. According to that, deity is carved. And once in the beginning of his devotees carved a deity, Krishna's face was long and is not very thin here, and they put different, the shoulders are not very broad, very thin. And Prabhupada said, no, Krishna's face is round and chubby. And the neck should have three lines. And the shoulders are a bit broad. If you read in Nectar of Devotion, 64 qualities of Krishna. So first quality, Suramyanga. He has a beautiful bodily limbs. So broad chest, and he has different places, reddish color at the eyes, at the palms, at the feet, at the lips. So it's very clearly mentioned. And his deity is called exactly according to the description of the scriptures. Not whatever and whichever. And one should not speculate. Speculative knowledge cannot give us reality as it is, but will continue to be nefariously imperfect. What is nefariously means? Very heinous. Very heinously imperfect. Speculative knowledge. So speculation is not at all good. So one should take knowledge from Vedas. Srila Prabhupada says, next, nothing can work unless directed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetu nanekna kaunteya jagat viparvartate. So everything is ordained by the will of the Supreme Lord. And under His direction, everything is moving and not moving. Everything is happening under His direction. Our happiness and distress, whatever is caused by the will of the Supreme Lord. And especially for devotee, everything is by the sanction of the Supreme Lord. So that's why many times if something happened very good and people accept, oh, it's a God grace. But when something goes against their will, they think, that time they don't accept. They don't accept. If God is there, why He did? I think only good means, even many people doesn't know what is good, what is bad also. There was a story Arjun Sakha Prabhu tells very often, that one time there was a farmer, he has only one son. So one day he was taming a horse, his son. So when he was taming the horse, he fell down from the horse. His leg broke. But this farmer has one particular mood. Whatever happens is for the good. And only Lord knows why it happened. So all the villagers were saying, oh, so unfortunate, your son's leg got broken. He said, whatever happens is good. It's the will of the Lord. And then after some time, some horse came from a forest. And villagers came, oh, this horse came. He said, everything happened by the will of the Lord. And after some days, that horse gone. He says, everything happened by the will of the Lord. And later what happened, the king came because he had to fight against some other kingdom. So he was recruiting all the young boys in that village. So he went to everyone's house. He picked their young boys to recruit in the army. And finally he came to this king's, this farmer's place. Because this farmer's boy, while he was taming the horse, fell and his leg got broken. So they spared him. They didn't take him. So he said, yeah, everything happened by the will of the Lord. Who knows? God knows. So like that, in our day-to-day activities also, sometimes we may experience good result or bad result, but ultimately whether good or bad, that should direct us to Krishna. That should direct us to Krishna. If either good or bad not directing us to take shelter of Krishna, even the good is bad, even the bad is bad. So the background of everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. This can be understood by a Mahatma who is perfect in knowledge. Such a Mahatma is rarely seen. So we want to develop that consciousness. Samahatma sudurlabha. Vasudeva sarvamiti. And just before those two lines, Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanam Ante. This kind of consciousness is not very easy to achieve. Bahunam Janmanam Ante. Not just one lifetime, two lifetimes. Bahu. Bahu means so many lifetimes. Bahunam Janmanam Ante. Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate. One with full knowledge comes to Krishna and he says, O Vasudeva, you are everything. So we want to develop that kind of consciousness. And we want to develop seeing everything in relation to Krishna. In Chatusloki Bhagavat, from second chapter, second canto, ninth chapter, where Lord himself says, so verse number 33, is that the one? Lord himself says, if somebody is not seeing things, not in relation to him, Lord says, I will read all the four verses. All of me, namely my actual internal form and my, no, this one, sorry. So Brahma, it is I, the personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation, when there was nothing but myself. Nor was there the material nature, the cause of this creation. That which you see now is also I, the personality of Godhead. And after annihilation, what remains will also be I, the personality of Godhead. O Brahma, whatever appears to be of any value, if it is without relation to me, has no reality. Know it as my illusory energy, that reflection which appears to be in darkness. So Krishna himself is telling, we have to see everything in relation to him. And without relation to him has no reality. O Brahma, please know that the universal elements neither into the cosmos, enter into the cosmos and at the same time do not enter into the cosmos. Similarly, I myself also exist within everything created and at the same time I am outside of everything. And finally Krishna says, a person who is searching after the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead, must certainly search for it up to this in all circumstances, in all space and time, and both directly in and indirectly. So we have to come to up to this point that searching after the Lord in all the circumstances, all the phases, all the times, sleeping, dreaming, awakening, everywhere, sarvatra sarvada, we have to search for Krishna. So then life becomes perfect, successful. Hare Krishna. I'll stop here. If you have any questions or comments or corrections. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for the nice class. Prabhu, you mentioned how the material world is the reflection of the spiritual world. So my question is, we know that there is happiness in the material world and the spiritual world, and the happiness we get here is the reflection. So, and we also know that there is no miseries, but there's anxiety in the spiritual world. So where are the miseries in the material world coming from when there is already no miseries in spiritual world?
Deep question. Where are the miseries are coming from in the material world? What do you think? Previous life karma. Any guess? I was thinking it's the forgetfulness of Krishna. It's the forgetfulness of our relationship with Krishna. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, first verse, do you know the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam? What is that?
Madhyasya yato navaditaratas chateshva vigna swarat tene brahma hridaya adikavaye yam yanti yat suraya tejo vari mritam yata vinimayo yat ratri sargo mrishat tene brahma swatari phagate
Adikavai
Moyanti Yat Suraya.
That's okay. I'm also confused. In that first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned Tapatrayonmulanam. Tapatrayonmulanam. Tapatraya means threefold miseries, correct? Unmulanam. So completely removes Tapatraya. What is Traya, Adhyatmik, Adhibhautik, Adhidaivika, Klesha. So when one firmly fixed in Krishna consciousness, the miseries of material nature will not affect on the living entity. How? And we see devotees, even the advanced devotees, they undergo severe pain due to cancer or some kind of ailment in the body. Does the misery exist to them? Pain is there, correct? Yeah. But why it is transcending the misery? Devotee transcends the miserable condition because irrespective of adhyatmika klesha, miseries pertaining from the body and the mind, irrespective of adhibhautika klesha, misery arising from other living entities and the surroundings, irrespective of miseries arising from adhidaivika klesha, that from the material, natural way of famine, pestilence, and the excessive cold, excessive heat, the devotional service will continue in all three stages, all three miseries. A devotee should continue his devotional service. A devotee should continue his attachment to the Lord. A devotee should always maintain his relationship as a spirit soul, part and parcel of the Lord, and rendering devotion to the Supreme Lord. When he continues, there is no misery in the material world. But when that stops our devotion and we experience the misery, when that stops, we experience the misery. If you see, just to give an example of His Holiness Jaipadak Maharaj, any person in this world other than Maharaj in that condition, there is no possibility of traveling. And forget about traveling. They cannot even able to chant. But Maharaj, we see, such an exalted person setting an example for devotee, there is no threefold miseries. Yes, that's right. So only forgetfulness of our relationship with the Lord and devotion, that brings misery.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a nice question. Any other? There is no question. We'll stop here. Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai Srila Prabhupada ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande.